Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It does. It feels a little bit sticky. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm using a new moisturizer. Vinny and I were talking about moisturizers.
It's not Curel?
It's not. It's Eucerin. Does that sound like a thing?
Eucerin.
Bob's heard of it.
Oh, Bob's heard of it. Well, Bob's heard of Slack too. Bob knows all this stuff. John uses it, and I ran out of mine, and I tried his, and I'm like,
you ran out of Curel?
No, I use what do I use? Vaseline Intensive Care
lotion for your face.
Forever? No, no, no. I have like a thing I use for my face, but in the morning I just put on like a regular daily, like a SPF 15 or 30 or whatever it is. And I ran out of it, and so I tried John's, and it's like it's super. I don't know. It was sticky and goopy. I had to like wash my hands off after. I couldn't just rub it into my hands. I'm like, oh, this is gross.
And you're just having a rough time at it.
I know, God. Just one more thing I got to rinse off myself before I relax in my hot tub today. Is that my sponsor? No, it isn't. All right, here we go. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Good vibes and variety. Woo! Hump Day. The SF Zoo is the sponsor for the trash this time around. Visit San Francisco Zoo and Gardens throughout the month of April. They're celebrating Earth Day. Please take action to protect our planet. Join them on April 26th and 27th for Earth Fest. But don't limit yourself just to those days. Go to the zoo. The zoo's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the zoo more. We used to live at the zoo when my kids were little. It's just so great. But it's great, kids or no kids. It's really fun. They even do like nighttime stuff at the zoo once in a while. It's fun. It's a good time.
That's where I met Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba was at the SF Zoo.
They did an appearance at the SF Zoo.
Oh my
God.
We
took our kid. It was cool.
How old was she? Was she freaking out?
Yeah, she loved it. That is one of the things her and I watched daily. Yo Gabba Gabba together.
Yeah.
I'd get her home from school. We'd have a snack. Watch a show or two. Wait for mama.
How funny that they played at Coachella. Like, what a funny thing.
I bet it was super fun.
Oh, it looked like a complete cartoon circus. So it looked incredible.
That some of the kids that were brought up on it were old enough to be at the show.
Right.
Because it's not new.
No. It was when your kids were little. When did it start?
When my kid was little, it was already canceled.
Oh, so you watched it, like streamed it?
We streamed it. And it was, they were still like, I shouldn't say canceled.
Because my kids missed it completely.
Yeah. I don't know what year specific.
Started in 2007.
Oh yeah, my kids were... Well, Sean could have probably watched it. He was 01.
It wasn't a hit yet, though.
Yeah.
But either way, so I think it was canceled, and that they were still active with the character. Like, the characters came and made an appearance, and it was fun. But I was watching reruns.
Mm. What year was Isle of Born?
2013.
How incredibly fast time is going.
And now, this is spring break for them, and she's roller skating around the house. Like, they're on her feet. She's wearing her helmet, and she skates, like, to different spots in the house. And She just loves it and doesn't want to take them off. And I remember being a little boy and having my skateboard.
Yeah.
And Sandy always being like, you're ruining the floor. Stop it.
It's the first thing that crossed my mind. I'm like, how is that being allowed?
Are but Heelys then you have a, still a thing?
The kids still they're not. Kid. But
yeah, my kids had Heelys.
I think you could still get them, but I don't think they're as popular they as were, they had it. They were a hit for a minute.
They were a hit, but they were also kids would wipe out and smack their heads because they weren't wearing a helmet with
so
them.
So would adults.
Oh, good for you. Explain some stuff. So, but those actually, I had to say you can't wear those in the house anymore because they'd pick up like a little bit of grit in them and you'd see a pattern of grit going down your hallway. I'm like, that's not working on the hardwood floors.
Anyway, what I enjoyed was not saying a goddamn word to her about it.
Oh.
Have some fun, kid. Skate around the house.
The dog's already taking care of the floors. The floors. Don't worry about it.
More than ruined already.
Yes.
Are these classic roller skates or inline?
They're blades. And I still, first of all, I try my hardest these days, nowadays, to be considerate of my partner and the people in my family. And I think of myself first, selfishly always. And then I go, come on, man, you can do better than that.
He's got other people
and then
in
I,
this
and
house.
Then I reroute my choices and do better. And I know that I want to be more accepting of all the peoples of the world. Oh, like, whatever it is you're
lovely.
Up to, it's great.
Right.
I hate roller skates, and I never, ever will like them, no matter what. I just don't like them.
You mean now, the four square?
All of them.
Even the blades.
I'm a skateboarder.
Yeah.
I don't want to tie wheels to my feet. I want to ride a skateboard, and I'm just not going to change my prejudice. I support her, though. Mm. And I taught Edie to
She's
do it.
She's on wheels. It's actually good.
It's good. It's all
balance
good.
And
I'm not into skates. I don't know why she wants to do the inline. To me, the four, well, there are four on either. The two next to each other, you know, front and back.
Classic with the skates. Front brake. Yeah,
classic. That makes
those.
More sense to me. At least if you're going to do it, do those. But they don't want them.
Yeah. Well, everybody wears the blades now. What's great about this is that Isla will have a head start in so many other activities, like ice skating, she could already do it. Skiing, you skate a lot when you're skiing.
I hope
you
that's
can drag
true.
The lame snowboarder who here grab my pole and you can skate them to the next place
I
where
hope
they can
that's
go downhill.
True, because I really want to go skiing and snowboarding, and these kids.
You have some great years coming up.
I hope so.
Well, this summer Edie will be 7, right? Holy.
Mm-hmm.
Crap, these years are just flying by. Like, you're in it. You're about to be, like, every year you'll go. This will be great.
I hope
wait.
That's true.
Get a house. I'd love to come up.
Anyway, I've been walking her through the park to teach her to rollerblade as well. And I'm
Edie.
Like, yeah. And I've been like, you know what's super fun? Skateboarding. No.
Oh.
Okay, well, you know.
Do you take them to the skate park?
I do.
On the rollerblades?
Yes.
Ah.
Yep.
And you're on your skateboard?
I don't because I don't want to leave them. I'm trying to, I've told you this before.
Plus getting hurt in front of all those
no,
kids.
No, that's
be,
not you know, the problem. Believe me, I'm fine. But I really just want to concentrate on them.
That's the way.
I'm not at the skate park for me.
Mm. Anymore.
Trash me, please.
Sure.
Why are we talking about
it? Well, we just got off on that foot. I don't know how. Oh, because we were talking about the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about when the
gabba,
kids.
Gabba, right, all
Yo,
the
gabba,
stuff.
Gabba,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
All right. Rest in peace, Wink Martindale.
Yeah, we were just talking about him.
You know, it's funny because we would always say, like, the host of the game would always be Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we have a Bob, so we were like, well, let's go with Wink. And I want to say we said that maybe Monday of this week.
It was this week.
It was this week, yeah.
So we're obviously cursing people. What did we say just the other day? We're like, we have to stop saying things out loud because we keep killing people off. Or, like, bad things are happening. Like, as John leaves for softball, I'm like, don't get hurt. Comes home with a broken foot. And then you had said something to your wife or something. Something else had happened. There's like, we're jinxing people. So anyway, we're going to try and stop doing that. Problem with jinxing is you don't really know you're doing
well,
it.
Well, Wink was 90?
91.
Yeah, so he had a good run, man. And I bet some of those years, what were they, the 50s and 60s?
Through the 70s.
Yeah, I bet that he was like the king of the world. Those were the days when they, in your contract, they'd go, of course we're going to send a limo for you every day.
Sure, of course. And, you know, bring you right over to tailoring while they're will
right.
they make your custom suit for you.
Suits, and, we got you covered,
and
all the
stuff.
And we got
you a reservation tonight at that posh new place.
And how would you like a
Hollywood
drink? Because we've got drinks right here in
and
the office.
Cigs.
Let's
what,
mix
what
those
we
up
got?
For you.
We're very madmen in
he
this building.
He lived his day.
Mm-hmm. So he has passed. They say he did one of the first recorded television interviews with the young Elvis Presley as well. So that was big, apparently. He was doing pretty well up until a couple of weeks ago. He has been battling lymphoma for a year. He died at Eisenhower Health in Rancho Mirage, California.
Rancho Mirage.
Mm. Where's that down? Way down south?
Yeah.
He'd been battling lymphoma. I don't know. You know, you're 91. Everything is harder. And he was doing pretty well up until a couple weeks ago, according to his publicist, Brian Mays.
Hey, Brian. Mm.
So as I'm reading through this and seeing all these crazy names, he hosted a zillion game shows. I thought to myself, some of these sound fake. So I've written a little game called Wink or Wonk. Which is really fake.
Oh, you cracked sure yourself up.
Yes, and I actually have a bunch of games for you today.
She's really so in game
all the
today.
Games, well, I'm very relaxed, so all these things are just, you know,
oh,
it's all free flowing. It's flowing over me.
Super Game Wednesday.
Super Game Wednesday. So I have two games I don't play during the regular show, and then we have a game at the end. So whoever wins this game right now is going to get a point toward the total at the end of the day, all right? So you could, you know, El Campeón. You could put the final nail in these guys' coffins early.
All right, I'd like to do that.
Wink or wonk. We all love a game show. Well, let's be honest. Some of these sound like they were made after three martinis because that's what they were doing back in the day. All right. Some of these, you're going to know them right off the bat. How about this one? Tic-tac-toe. Tic-tac-toe. Is that one real or is that one fake?
Fake.
Wink. Real.
Oh, wink. I say wink or wonk.
Got wonk.
It. You say wonk, wink?
Wink.
Yeah, tic-tac-toe is the one he's, they say that's the one he's most famous for. I was like, okay.
I remember that.
Tic-tac-toe.
What is it? What happens?
I don't know. I guess what? There must be, they, you must make.
You brought it up.
Questions and then, you know, to get an X or an O. I mean, you literally play
dough like money.
Yeah, and you won money.
Oh, I thought you meant dough like, I'm like, what is this cooking thing was already happening then? Dough like money. I'm so sorry. It. I completely.
Keep that in mind. Money figures into a lot of these.
I'm sure. Right. Of course. Duh.
Next up. Wink or wonk. Oh, hold on. So Maddie and Bob got a point for that. How about a game show called Debt? Wink or wonk? Debt.
Wink.
D-E-B-T.
Wonk.
Wonk.
Wink. Oh. That was a real show. And that's a point for Vincenzo.
I see the face.
Oh, he's going to do the face thing. Even though you guys faced
no,
him.
I st- I know I had I was about to and then I went
face at the end.
I just
face
tied.
At the end.
I can't do that.
Next
right
up,
now.
Gambit, G-A-M-B-I-T, Gambit, as in the Queen's Gambit. Gambit, wink or wonk. Gambit,
wink,
wink,
wonk,
and that's a wink.
Ah, oh, fudge.
Gambit. How about Buzzer Bash? Is that a real game that Wink Martindale hosted or a fake game that Wink... Wink or Wonk? Buzzer Bash. Do-do-do.
Wonk.
Wink.
Oh, fudge.
You're going to go with majority rules?
I'm going to go Wonk.
It is a Wonk. And with that, Maddie pulls into the lead. So that one was a fake one, Buzzer Bash. Currently, we're at Maddie 3, Bob and Vinny tied at 2. How about Spin and Grin?
Oh, come
wink
on.
Wink or wonk? Spin and Grin.
Wonk.
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 That is a wonk. Good job, guys. You like that? How about Headline Chasers? Headline Chasers. Wink or wonk? Is that a real one or a wonk one? Headline Chasers.
Wink.
Hmm. I'm going wonk.
I'll go wink.
Wink it is.
Oh,
that's a
really?
Wink. Yeah. 5 points for Maddie, 4 points for Bob, and 3 points for Vinny. What's this song? What's this song? Wink or wonk? What's this song, you guys?
Wink.
Wonk.
Wonk.
It's a wink.
Oh.
That's a point for Vinny.
That's not a good name for a game.
Well, it's because they're named that tune. So exactly what are you doing here? Just biting name that tune?
Yes.
Apparently.
Sheesh.
Let's see here.
What's this song?
What's this song?
I thought she meant like the music that we play every day. I was like, whoa, an Easter egg.
Yep.
How about Teenage is the last one, by the way. Unless Vinny ties it. Unless you guys tie with Maddie, and then we'll do a tiebreaker. Teenage Challenge. Real show hosted by Wink Martindale or a wonk?
Wonk.
Wink.
That is a wink. That's a real one. One of his earliest shows from the 1950s. And by a score of Maddie with 6, he gets the extra point for today. And so far today. And Bob has 5. And Vinny, I'm sorry to say, you're the big loser on that one with 4 points. Thank you for playing the game, everybody. It's a good time, Wake or Walk.
That was good.
Now, can you believe some of those stupid games? I have like 20 games that he came up with that he was actually hosting. And I'm like, those all sound fake. That's redonkulous. But game shows, isn't there a game show network now? You can just go back and watch all the old game shows.
Yeah.
People love their game shows.
Well, what else are you going to put on TV? This Surviving. New thing that no one knows what to do with. Game shows.
Well, that's the thing about TV today, real TV, like broadcast television. It's all reality game shows now because they're like, well, seems like all our other stuff can be streamed everywhere. And there's all these people putting all this money into content.
I'm checking to see if Wink had a hot tub in his green room office.
I would just.
Well, if we had an office, I would definitely try and get that in my contract. That would be fun. Amy Lou Wood. She is the chick with the teeth on White Lotus, in case you're wondering. Everybody knows her as the chick with the teeth. She has a lookalike sister. Like, really a lookalike sister.
Like they have the same teeth?
Yes.
That's what you mean? I know you.
Here.
I know what you're going for there.
Come take a look at this.
Same crap smile.
Can you even tell which one is the one?
Yes, I can tell which one is the one.
Can you?
This is the one.
That's the one. And that's the other one.
You know what? She has really pretty eyes.
The sister has like sort of greenish blue eyes. Really unusual. And Amy Lou has, who is the star on White Lotus. She's got, I guess, just sort of dark brown eyes. They're beautiful girls.
Regular old eyes, though.
But yeah, regular. The sister has the stunning eyes. Sorry about it, Amy Lou Wood. I don't mean to be mean and unfunny about your eyes, but no one's looking at those anyway, so don't worry about it. So Amy Lou Wood's lookalike sister is defending her over the mean and unfunny SNL skit mocking her teeth, which really just means you've made it, you know? You're recognizable enough.
They weren't mocking her teeth. It just looked like her.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, even if they were at this point.
Don't you kill the monkey.
You've been heard. Like she put out her statement.
Yeah.
She didn't like it. We got you.
Her sister, is her sister older or younger?
Oh boy, another game.
You saw it.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
These are the two.
She's younger.
She is younger, yeah. Emily is her name. And she defended the actress in a touching Instagram story when she did a little tribute after she got her teeth mocked. She called her older sister her entire world. Oh, so cute.
That's embarrassing.
I love you, Emily, is what she said. And then she went on to like write a lot of words smaller that I was like, oh, that seems like so many words. I don't feel like reading that. So anyway, and then Amy Lou Wood was spotted crying on the sidewalk and the Pops got a picture of her. And she said, I'm not crying over my teeth, all right? I'm not crying over my teeth, all right?
She's really feeding this, like, in a way that...
That's I'm crying about something else! Not my teeth! Anyway, she's probably crying about her teeth, but, you know, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yikes.
Mm. Okay. So, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, come on. What is...
all right.
Hold on. I've got a good one right here for you. You got me all... messed up with the...
Wink and Wonk?
No, the teeth girls.
They're good-looking teeth girls.
They aren't bad-looking.
Oh, great. Fantastic. She's like, I don't have bad teeth. I have just a gap in my teeth.
What's
like,
something you'd never buy, even if it was like at a big discount after these?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those 3 listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
A-A-O. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We've got your chance for tickets to Outside Lands all week. Your first chance is coming up at 8:05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
Thanks to Fremont Bank Foundation, SOS Meals on Wheels has some equipment upgrades to better get much-needed nourishment to our Bay Area elders. Learn more about Fremont Bank Foundation's philanthropic outreach at FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. We do have some morning clouds, but partial clearing later.
Oh, that'll be good.
Elsewhere.
It was chilly yesterday. Downright chilly. Ah. Did it clear up at your house? It didn't really clear up at my house.
It was a nice enough day. Yeah. Warriors win, everyone! Warriors win!
Don't get too excited, man. They played in. They're in the playoffs. It's you know what? Don't put the horse before the cart before the horse.
Jimmy Butler! Steph Curry!
Warriors! Okay, but relax, though.
What?
We're in it now, and it's, you know. It's...
No, this is a time to be excited about it.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, all basketball season for the playoffs.
Yeah, and all the potential is in front of us.
Okay.
We're not down any
games my bad.
Yet.
I just really feel like we're in. Let's just, like,
we have, I heard this morning, a 1 in 5 chance at winning the championship.
There's
that's
a
our
name
odds.
For people like you.
A 1 in 5?
Yeah.
1 in 5?
Yeah.
I like those odds.
I love those odds.
If you gave me those odds for the lottery, I'd go buy a boat. There's a name for people like you.
The people who want to just take it easy.
Yeah.
Like, relax, you guys.
We call you Buzzkill.
Oh, my bad.
Trying to have some fun.
No,
over here.
Have some fun. I feel like when the high is so high, the low can be very low.
Don't worry.
All right, everyone's high-fiving through the glass.
I just high-five Bob. She had me, too. She didn't go, I don't know, maybe we're getting the cart before the horse here. What? Nobody says that.
One game at a time.
I'll only high-three you.
Oh, yeah, I'm only threeing you. That's it. How can you? That would hurt, actually. Somebody would hit you and you'd break. Okay.
The Warriors won last night, ladies and gentlemen.
They Warriors.
Beat Memphis 121-116 and move on to the playoffs with the 7th seed in the Western Conference. Go Warriors.
How many people are in the playoffs? I can't believe we have a 1 in 5 chance of winning. That's great.
There's 8 and 8.
Yeah. Oh. 8 in the West, 8 in the, and there's a lot of games. Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
But this is when I plug into basketball. The whole season.
Well, each series is 5 until they get to the finals. So that it's a lot.
I never know.
It's a lot of, it's still a ton of basketball to be played.
It's very exciting.
Oh, my God. I can barely contain myself.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Sheesh.
Luis.
Buzzkill Clark over here, everyone.
I feel like it's my job, you know? I need to offset. You know me. Always crying in the corner.
Someone asked, what's something you'd never buy? Even if it was discounted 99.99%. Well, roller skates. Actually, I did just buy roller skates, but they're not for me. But I wouldn't buy roller skates for me ever.
You know, I think there's probably more things than you think. Like, why would I spend any money on that ugly sweater? You know what I mean? You can, but I don't even want you to give it to me. I don't want you to pay me to take it.
Here's some of the answers that people had.
And say it one more time. It's what you wouldn't buy no matter how deeply it was discounted.
What's something you'd never buy no matter how much of a discount? Right. You could get the best deal of all times and you're still not going for it.
A Cybertruck. I would never buy one of those for no reason other than that's a dumb looking car.
It is. Not
I don't want to be seen in that.
The route to go, in my opinion.
But even when I loved that guy, I was like, that's so dumb. What did your kid draw that? Come on.
The nasty fabric toilet seat covers that grandmas used to have.
Oh, I remember those. They were like shag.
I was
right?
conditioned to put those on in my early apartment days. I thought you had to have that.
And it had like the matching reach around. It had like the two fingers that would go around the sides of the toilet and stuff. As though anyone's feet were ever that far back.
Well, no, that's for the whizzing over the side, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't realize. Whizzing over the side.
Yeah.
That is a thing. And then sometimes it would have the third piece, which would be the top of the tank.
Yes. You'd get all that in one pack.
Yes, it would be a set.
Uh-huh.
Bring that back.
Burgundy.
Yes. Seafoam green.
Spruce up any bathroom.
Sure.
They're crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I would actually, I'm not going to buy a used. I just heard about the pea spray, but
I don't know why. I honestly don't know why, but I remember my mom let us have one of those cushion toilet seats.
Oh yeah, you were fancy.
You remember those?
Yeah.
You know what? We had one time, and
it's like they're like plastic. And in the summer, you'd get thigh sweats.
You'd stick to them, and then like your sweat would dry on them, and like they would end up cracking.
Yeah.
Like we had it one time, and it got so.
Oh, you had one of those too.
One time we had it.
You had that too?
No, that was for fancy people.
And then my dad got us a wooden toilet seat, which
those are nice too.
Remember those?
Yeah, I do.
And then all like the finish started wearing off of it.
Well,
became less and less hygienic seeming.
You don't see that anymore, though.
No.
Either of those. You don't see the cushiony ones. You don't see the wood ones. People have just decided, let's leave the toilet seat be.
Yeah.
You don't see the fancy blue water anymore as much either.
Oh, yeah. Remember, there was a thing you would hang in the tank.
Yeah.
And it would.
Yep.
I always wanted that. I was always like, Mom, please, can we have the fancy blue water?
No. You can do it now, though.
I could if I wanted to now.
Mm-hmm. You could.
But I don't want to.
Who made those? What was that? Give me a brand name on that. It was definitely like one of those things we used to see the ads for when we were kids.
What's something you'd never buy?
Okay, well, I would totally buy it. Like,
right.
That to me is kitschy and I love it.
Gas station sushi.
Oh, does it look like they just made it? I mean, it's an avocado roll for $4. I'll take it.
The oil. By the way, 2000 flushes or Tidy Bowl?
Oh, Tidy Bowl, Tidy Bowl.
Tidy Bowl.
Tidy Bowl.
The Tidy Bowl man.
He was floating around in there. It was, yes.
Oh, and he had a 70s. Sailor's outfit on.
He did. And like a little boat, like a little sailboat, right?
Yeah, I think he was in a boat.
Tidy Bowl was in a
Wasn't
boat.
Wasn't he just surfing on a poo-poo?
Oh, I don't think there was any poo-poo in the ad.
No, I don't. I don't.
Are you sure?
Mr. Hankey was not in there.
Yeah, no Mr. Hankey involved.
Oh, my bad. Used underwear.
Oh, yeah, I don't want that.
I'm not buying used underwear.
But there are people who would buy those. They sell them in vending machines in Japan.
Oh, right. Well, that's different.
How so?
You're not going to wear that.
Oh, I see. So this would be something I would be willing to use, not just enjoy. Got it.
I don't even know the difference between what you just said, but I'm not
going to pull them on and wear them around or enjoy them.
Right. Meth is on the list of things people would never buy.
Oh, yeah, I would never buy that. I would never buy meth.
No,
I mean, maybe
cheap.
In bulk. I mean, how much is that worth? What can I
You
sell
did
that
like
for?
To smell things. Are you sure you wouldn't
really,
like to see
I'm
how that
works?
I'm
quite sure. It seems like meth would be a bad life choice for me. Especially at my age. You know, the old ticker.
Kind of like my teeth.
Yeah. They do say, they call it meth breath. Your teeth all fall out. Your mouth dries out. Like, all the bad press that meth gets, who goes, I should try that. Like, oh, my brother, it seems like it's going great for him. You got some of that for me? Oh, how depressing.
Don't buy it.
I'm not going to buy any. I won't buy any.
This is what's something you'd never buy, even if you could get it cheap.
Yeah.
The premium level on social media services.
Oh. You mean like paying for a check mark or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am not doing
that. I wouldn't
that.
Do that either.
I didn't want it when it was free. And I don't want it now.
I just checked, though. I still have it. I don't, and as far as I
do
I know,
see
I don't
people, though,
it.
Where I'm like, look at that. A yep. yoga instructor got the blue check mark.
Well, you don't want someone posing as you.
No, I there's nothing wrong with it. Right. I'm not paying for it, though. You can keep
right.
it.
Right. Forget what it. What did he want a month for that? There was like a... It was
20
a,
bucks.
Yeah.
20 a month for a blue check?
I think it was 20 a month, yeah.
You got a blue check?
I had one.
Oh.
I earned mine.
Me too.
And then...
I earned it.
And I think I still have it, though.
You earned it by what? Not posting?
By no, well, what, back when I was posting. Back when I would post on Instagram. No, I
Let me
I
tell
for
everyone
it.
To watch Instagram carefully. I'm going to post today. And then you ghosted all of us. The whole Bay
Area.
Oh,
well, I wasn't going to post it on mine anyway. I was going to put it on the Alice973 Instagram.
Yeah, well, where was it? Everyone's waiting.
Maybe we should have like a Sarah and Vinny Instagram. Where we just put stuff from the show.
Who will run that?
Bob.
Oh.
Look, she put her hand right up. I wasn't going to throw her under the bus, but she volunteered.
Well, if we can get a Sarah and Vinny one, then I'll get rid of mine. That's fine by me.
Oh. Or you just, you'd hide your name so that, like, your, you know, your mom would see shots
yeah.
of your girls and
like
stuff.
Like, I took Edie to gymnastics yesterday.
Oh, so you could load it up with that.
I posted a picture of her yesterday. Because
yeah. Vin Hassan on Instagram.
That's what I was doing. I yeah. was with the other moms, gymnastic moms, waiting for our kids to finish. And I went, oh, look at how cute that kid is. Let me run.
There we go. This is so cute.
Hold still. All right. Back up to my corner.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm back. A trip to see the wreck of the Titanic.
Oh, I would go on that.
No, you wouldn't. That's the one that just killed people.
No, I'm not going to go in the collapsible submersible.
Well, that's what they're talking about.
Oh, I thought it was just...
Oh, you think they got a new submarine to take people
there
down there?
There are actual submarines. You can, like, James Cameron style, you can go down there.
Black licorice makes the list.
Yes.
I love that stuff. I don't know yeah. what you guys are
I don't
so
need any
uptight
of that.
About.
I don't like it. Is that what's in Mike and Ike's? Isn't that the flavor? Or is it goody, good and plenty?
Good and Plenty is the pink, white, and black one, right?
But it has black licorice inside.
I don't know. I don't eat that. Mm. An OnlyFans subscription.
No, thanks.
Crocs.
Oh, I love Crocs.
Sugar-free gummy bears also make the list.
Hmm. Why? What do people have against that?
Sadly,
it's a snack.
What's something you'd never buy, even if it was discounted by 99.9%? Tesla just missed the list at number 16.
I would take a free Tesla.
And I'm saying that you'd take that. At a 99.99% discount,
yeah.
you'd quickly throw out whatever value
I don't want
stuck
the,
on.
I don't want the Cybertruck, though. It's too glaring.
Just yesterday, there was a major accident as I was leaving town.
Oh.
And so I actually got off on Cesar Chavez and took another route.
Let's get out of here.
I
got
to
right.
find a way to get past this. But there was a point where we're all leaving the city. We're all stuck in this thing. You can tell there's an accident because of how slow things are going.
Right.
And this Tesla has its blinker on for what feels like 3 miles. And no one will let him in. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
is
as in
it
like
the
they're
car?
All being kind of hostile about it?
Is that what was happening? Or could they just tell the person in the car in that case was a D? Like... Who doesn't
know.
Just pull off for a second and let someone in?
Especially when they're asking with their
and
directional.
And they truly were like hugging the bumper, not letting the Tesla in.
Rude.
It's not right.
I don't.
Some people did buy their Teslas before he went nuts. And also, you shouldn't, like, it's just it's a car.
It's a car.
Like, people are really super mad about it. And I get it. There's a lot of upsetting things happening right now. But there are Americans who work in Tesla factories, and it's...
Well, that's that.
It's the end, right. and a lot of Americans own them, too. So it's I don't know. Can't judge someone for... They were trying to do right by the environment. And they have a fast car and everything. It's great. It's got beast mode or whatever. Frantic mode. What is it? Pathetic mode. I can't remember.
Beast mode.
Panic mode.
All right. Look, I'll put on the cone hat. I'm the dunce. Oh. My bad. 925 says, Vinny, did you really ask Maddie if he had a cushioned toilet seat? The guy didn't have indoor plumbing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
so that's why it seemed fancy to him. I'm like, it seemed cheap to me.
I wasn't even putting together that you had an outhouse. I didn't even think of that. Right. My bad.
How long did you have an outhouse for?
I mean, we had it all the way till I was 16. I mean,
grew up having to leave the house in the middle of the winter to go.
We had plumbing, but like I said, we didn't have a lot of water. So if I could use the outhouse, I was encouraged to use the outhouse.
Oh, you're saying there was a bathroom in your house?
There was after about a year and a half of living there. But the first year and a half, no. It was all outhouse all the time.
Did you have a poo stick that you had to use to like push the poop down into the hole of the toilet?
Oh my God, what?
Well, I don't know.
Is that a thing?
There's no water. I would think that you'd stab it.
No.
Break it up.
Oh.
No.
I don't know.
I truly don't know either.
I know what you're talking about, but
like a wooden spoon that you'd...
Oh my
God. A wooden spoon.
Nobody has that.
No poop.
Chop it up.
It's not a thing. I can stop.
Poop sticks aren't a thing? All right. My bad.
Maybe in other countries there are, but I don't know about here.
As soon as Vinny asked what you wouldn't buy, even if it was discounted as low as possible, I said, Cybertruck, LOL, Lydia, Pittsburgh, Odyssey.
Yo, Lydia. Odyssey. Great minds think alike.
You too.
We're a pair, me and Lydia.
Good morning, love you guys. FYI on this product from Tammy in Sonoma. Mayfair natural oak veneer toilet seat with chrome hinges. Made in the USA, round wood. Oh, so they sent us a product that we could get, I guess.
Is this something that they made?
I don't know.
Love that. Can I get something branded on the top of it? Like, welcome home or the poo sticks.
Where's
on
your
the
stick?
Right? Poo stick with an arrow?
I don't know. I was just trying to say.
Try not to hit the table, man.
You don't have water that you might be doing things to help.
Move things along. Sure.
I don't know.
No, that's a good point.
Just guessing. I didn't mean to. Yeah. All right.
We didn't have a lot of water.
650 says, Yo Gabba killed the stage at Coachella. Oh. So much fun.
Oh, someone who was there. Fantastic.
510 says, one Christmas many moons ago, I got Heelys and then took them to the garage and whacked my noggin on the garage floor the second I tried to do what the ads showed. Lewis, Folsom.
That's what happened to me, except for I tried to go down a hill by my house on them and whacked my head. Never warm again.
Dude, I used to bomb hills on my skateboard and I would come into the house with road rash on the bottom of both elbows, both knees, and usually one hip, I'd come in and my mom would be like, oh my God, why?
They don't even make bandages that big.
You're not good at going down hills. Stop it. You just couldn't run. You jump off and try to run it out and you're just
I can picture it.
I'm trying to make the grass. Mm. Oh, I'm not going to.
I've been flung off.
Exactly
I'm flying,
what you're talking
Ma.
About.
Check me out. Oh, that hurt.
Oh, and then there's
inertia. It's a thing.
A bottle of peroxide on that.
Yeah, let's just get that cleaned up. Oh, look, there's gravel in there. Let me go get my hairbrush real quick. And
sleeping will
that
not be an option for at least one or two nights. Oh, well.
And mercurochrome. We used to put mercurochrome in. Were you saying that there's like actual mercury in mercurochrome and like all of us are, cursed because my mom used to put mercurochrome
in
everything.
The mercurochrome used to come with like a dipstick in it. Like a glass piece of
It wasn't even like a stopper.
No.
You just coated it.
You rubbed it on.
And then you rubbed it onto your wound.
Which was, as bad as the stuff itself was
rubbing. It had been rubbed on other wounds. Although the mercurochrome was sure to kill everything on it.
Including
what a weird thing.
Your skin.
Yeah.
Oh. Ah! 415 says, a poo stick? Really, Sarah? Grow up.
Vinny, you just made that up.
No. You want me to take a picture of it?
No, I don't. My God.
LOL, a poop knife. Look up that story on Reddit. I don't know that story. I've never heard it.
Is it a poop
knife? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, never mind.
Let it go.
I'm not. You're right. Look at me knowing not to go any further with that thought.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Poop scissors.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.